We sold $5,400 worth of pearl at sale. I had 2,600 of it. I had a little over half of it, and the others just had what they called odd bolts of. And 6 years ago from about there, we sold $800,000 worth last year. Besides what didn't go through the sale, we run $800,000 worth through sale last year.
Was that U10, U11?
Huh?
Was that U11?
No, we got members. There's 11 of us started.
Oh, right.
We got 1,500 members now.
Wow.
You know, everybody joined it and charge a commission and invite all the buyers out of the United States to sell. And they bid on it, you know, the highest bidder gets. That's the way we're on that sale now.
Wow, that's fun.
Charge a buyer 1 cent commission and the seller three. Charge a seller three and him one. That's to keep the ordination going, you know, and rent the buildings and take care of the lights and everything we have to have, storing our tables and stuff.
Yeah.
We got a good thing going here. Yeah. Don't get broke up. But we about the second or third largest trap association in the United States. Every state has an association, see, and then we got a nation, you know, it calls North America, first takers of America. And then the national's got an organization too, but we're affiliated with first takers of America. And I don't think with Florida and Hawaii, it's the only two states I know of that has got a chapter. Florida's down there. Georgia's got a good chapter. North Carolina, South Carolina, all of them. I've been all over the United States. I just come back from summer here from Minnesota. I went up there.
Really?
Stayed a week, 10 days.
Wow.
We got a nice setup with the fur business. Good deal. I'm glad to see it. You know, mail all the houses, you steal all our fur. You know how they used to do.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I first married, the depression was on. 1930, me and my wife living in a little one-room house up there. I had some possum dogs. Wasn't no coons up in there. We got the possum hunt. I caught 40 possums against the hide and shipped them to L.C. Taylor Fur Company. He shipped $1.95 for them. I had 39. He gave me a nickel piece. One of them was a cull. He was small. I told him about Cy Goodman about it last year. I saw him. I said, it was that one. You live a million years, stay in hell. You would never pay for the way you beat these damn Jews. He pulled that travel out of that for him. He said, that wasn't me. That was my granddaddy. I said, my God, you still got the blood. He's a good fella. He can't help but steal it though. He stole my whiskey out of the damn pickup truck drink. And he got $1,000,000.
He stole what?
Stole the fifth of whiskey out of the damn truck and drank it. And he got $1,000,000, all right?
Gee whiz. When you were coming up on the farm, what sort of buildings did you have?
Buildings?
Yeah, on the farm. You know, like?
Oh, we had.
You had a barn?
Had a barn. Had hay barn. Put hay in it. You didn't have no balers. You put the hay in it, and then you had big cribs, log crib. You put your corn in, and then you had big sheds. And then it had trolls and hay racks in them. You know, you put your mules up and cows every night, feed them, put them in big trolls. You put salt in there. You go buy salt. We usually take our salt that we salted our meat down with every year. You know, and salt the cows with.